In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. This is the essence of faith. Infants trust him, of such is the kingdom of God, Christ says. But as our reason develops, as our skills grow, as we become independent, we must learn to become infants once more. For salvation does not come to those who keep the law, but to those who believe it has been done for them. They are children of Abraham, for they share the same faith as Abraham. Trust means letting go of everything. This does not mean inaction, for God has called us to faithfully carry out our vocations, but it means complete dependency on him. To teach us this, God humbles us, and it does not feel good to be humbled. He walked away from this Canaanite woman in silence. Our hearts go out to her. We've had sick children and we ache when we cannot help them. Many times the sickness quickly fades, but there are those few times that it lingers. This woman knows she cannot help. But then Jesus, the Son of Man, comes to her region. She throws herself before him in prayer. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. She confessed him to be the promised Messiah, and this promised Messiah walks away. If you think that this is harsh, you are still trusting in your own understanding. He is teaching her, in a rather humbling way, to trust in the Lord with all her heart. Will she walk away from him, or will she follow in faith? Will she judge him by what she sees, or will she judge him by the word? Faith follows. She believes that he is good and gracious, for he is the promised Savior. The disciples, however, are embarrassed. They judge things by what they see, not by their faith. And he responds as if this woman doesn't exist. His response is almost worse than his silence. I was sent to Israel, he says. But faith won't let him go. She keeps crying out, Lord, help me. This time he insults her. You are not a child of Israel, but a dog. God has humbled her, and yet she is not offended. But in her childlike faith, she confesses, yes, that is what I am. And I just ask for a crumb. Do you see how God gets rid of all self-trust and pulls out faith? It's not pleasant to be humbled. He makes us vulnerable. Life spirals, decisions loom. We just want to get through the day. We want stability, normality. The grind of life has taken its toll. We lose control. And we are forced to look outside of ourselves for help. We turn to family and friends, tremendous gifts of God. But they don't have all the answers either. No one can answer the question, why did this have to happen to me? They don't have any more control than we do. So we are left with only one option, the Lord, the promised Savior who loves us and gave himself for us. We cry out to him in prayer, and yet nothing changes. It's as if he is walking away from us. So will we follow him? Or will we turn and walk away because he did not answer in the way we thought he should? Will we judge him by what we experience or by faith? Faith follows. But be careful when he does speak. He says, why all the fuss? Do you deserve my blessing? Have you faithfully cared for your children, your spouse, your parents, or have you been short with them, ignored them? Have you been dedicated to your work, or have you been lazy and negligent? Is your heart free from gossip, worry, and pride? Are you not a sinner? The law of God strikes our heart with divine precision. It's painfully humbling, but he's right. We deserve nothing from him, not fresh air, clean water, or good food. not paychecks, medications, or rest, not good friends, not good neighbors, not a good government, not a faithful spouse. He puts us in our place. If this offends you, then you are still trusting in your own understanding. But he humbles you so that you let go of your understanding and you trust in him with all your heart. He seeks to pull out your faith. The woman asked for bread, which delivers from the power of the devil. Despite what she saw, she believed that God is good and would help. So despite what we see, faith only wants a little bread, a little help. The crucible of trials strips away all excess and leaves us clinging only to the word. So sometimes, with tears and groans and deep sighs, we confess, "For those who love you, all things must work out for their good." You see, when it looks like God is ignoring you, when he's walking the other way, he's really paying close attention to you to draw out your faith even more. Trust in him with all your heart. He will save you. As he gave that woman a little bread, so he gives you a little bread. You want deliverance? Here is your victorious God giving you salvation. You want rest? Here is the risen Savior giving you forgiveness. You want his help? Here is God touching your tongue and your lips to remove all diseases and impurities from you. Indeed, he is with you always. Christ uses affliction and adversity and trials and troubles to pull you even closer to himself in the Holy Supper. The supper is your answer because the supper is Jesus, and Jesus is your answer. Then, trusting that he is good, you will let go of your expectations and your timing and your way, and you will live by him who is your life. We get caught up in the moment, but he sees the big picture. We want him to fix our life. He promises to save us. He humbles us to teach us that we are completely dependent on him. Sometimes he does heal us on this earth. But unless he returns, death will come to us all. It's not a question of if, but of when. And yet here in God's house, as we fall down at the rail, we realize that God has not ignored our prayer, but he has answered our every word. He just wants to give us far more than we could ask or imagine. Salvation. Not simply salvation from one or two problems, or simply an extension of life for a few more years, but salvation from all troubles, all diseases, all adversities, all problems, all ailments, even from death. His salvation he wants to give you brings immortality, incorruptibility, and a heavenly home. This is the good that all things are working toward. So even though we endure all kinds of misfortunes, sorrows, and hardships, perhaps even death, we must confess that he is good, and he has helped us. His way is not our way, but he has given us the divine crumbs from his table. This is what we need. He humbles us so that we recognize this is what we need. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. His table is prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.